Greetings. Welcome to the 374, Inc. Annual Meeting of Stockholders call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. If you would like to ask a question during this presentation, please click on the Ask Question box on the left side of your screen, type in your question, and hit Submit. Please note this conference is being recorded. I will now turn the conference over to your host, Renee Estes, Chairperson of the Board of Directors. Renee, please go ahead.
Thank you, Emily, and good morning, all. As Emily noted, I'm Renee Estes, 374 Water's Chairperson of the Board of Directors. It is now 10:01 A.M. Eastern Time, and the 2025 Annual Meeting of Stockholders of 374 Water, Inc. is called to order. I will act as Chairperson of this meeting, and I remind everyone that any sound, screen, video, or any other similar recording of this meeting is strictly prohibited. It is now my pleasure to turn today's meeting over to 374 Water's President and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Chris Gannon. Chris, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Renee. We are joined today by current members of the board: myself, Renee Estes, Rick Davis, Mark DeSuze, Steve Jones, BJ Penn, and Jim Vanderhinder, as well as an additional director nominee proposed by our board, Jim Polowski. I'd also like to introduce the members of our management team who are present today: Raj Melkote, our Chief Technology Officer; Brad Myers, our Chief Operating Officer; Russell Kline, our Chief Financial Officer; Deb Cooper, our Chief Administrative Officer; and Pete Mandel, our General Counsel. Also present is Emily White from Equiniti, our Inspector of Election. On the registration page of the annual meeting website, stockholders may find links to the agenda for today's meeting outlining the order of business, the rules of conduct, which are intended to ensure an orderly meeting, and our annual report and proxy statement. I will be available to answer questions that will comply with our rules of conduct during the question and answer session after this meeting. In accordance with the agenda, we will proceed as follows. First, I will conduct the official business of the 2025 annual meeting. During this portion of the meeting, all discussion will be limited to the official business at hand. All questions will be addressed at the conclusion of the official business. Stockholders who would like to submit questions can do so by visiting https://agm.issuedirect.com/scwo-2025 and typing their question in the area indicated on the left side of the screen. Depending on the number of questions submitted, we may not be able to answer all questions during the 2025 annual meeting. We will now proceed to the business portion of this meeting. I have proof by affidavit that notice of this meeting was duly given on May 1st, 2025, to all company stockholders of record who have held their shares as of the close of business on April 21st, 2025, the record date for the meeting. We have appointed Emily White, a representative of Equiniti, to act as our Inspector of Election at this meeting. The Inspector of Election has signed an oath of office, which will be filed with the minutes of this meeting. Our Inspector of Election has been instructed to receive, examine, and tabulate the proxies and ballots and to report on the voting by proxies. Our Inspector of Election has informed me that a quorum is present for the purpose of conducting business at this meeting. I hereby declare that the meeting is legally convened and ready to transact business. A certified report of the Inspector of Election will be attached as an exhibit to the minutes of this meeting. We have four proposals from the company properly before the meeting. Detailed information concerning these proposals is in the proxy statement sent or made available to 374 Water shareholders. It is now 10:05 a.m. Pacific time, and I declare that the polls are open on all proposals. We will now pause to allow stockholders to vote. Any stockholder or proxy holder desiring to vote during the meeting can do so by clicking the voting button on the left side of the screen. Stockholders who have voted by proxy need not vote again unless they wish to change their vote. If you have already submitted your proxy, voted by telephone, or via the internet, you do not need to vote today. Your shares will be voted in accordance with the directions you provided in your proxy. It is now 10:08 a.m. Eastern Time, and I declare the polls closed for voting on all matters. Final votes will be tallied and then certified by the Inspector of Election. I will now report on the results of the voting based upon preliminary information provided by our proxy solicitor. A plurality vote of the outstanding shares of common stock present in person are represented by proxy at the 2025 annual meeting and entitled to vote in the election of directors has been voted to elect Chris Gannon, Mark DeSouce, Renee Estes, Steve Jones, James Pawlowski, BJ Penn, and Jim Vanderhinder to serve as members of the Board of Directors until the annual meeting of the stockholders to be held in 2026, or until his or her successor is elected and qualified, or until he or she resigns or is removed. Based on the preliminary voting results, each such member of the Board of Directors has been so elected. More than a majority of the outstanding shares of common stock present in person or represented by proxy at the 2025 annual meeting and entitled to vote on Proposal 2 have been voted to approve and ratify Cherry Becker LLP as our independent registered public accounting firm for the 2025 fiscal year. Based on the preliminary voting results, Cherry Becker LLP has been approved and ratified by our stockholders as our independent registered public accounting firm for the 2025 fiscal year. More than a majority of the outstanding shares of common stock present in person or represented by proxy at the 2025 annual meeting and entitled to vote on Proposal 3 have been voted to approve an increase of 12,150,000 shares of common stock authorized and issued under the company's 2021 Equity Incentive Plan and an increase in the individual non-employee director compensation limit to $300,000 in any calendar year as set forth in Proposal 3. Based on the preliminary voting results, the amendments to the company's 2025 Equity Incentive Plan have been approved by our stockholders. More than a majority of the total outstanding shares of common stock have been voted to approve an amendment to the company's certificate of incorporation to increase the number of authorized shares of our common stock from 200 million shares to 1 billion shares, as set forth in Proposal 4. Based on the preliminary voting results, the amendment to the certificate of incorporation has been approved by our stockholders. A full tally of the votes will be conducted following the conclusion of the meeting. The results of the final vote tally will be published in a current report on Form 8-K, which will be filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission within 4 business days of the date of this meeting.
Thank you, Chris. And if there is no further business, this concludes the 2025 annual meeting. This meeting is adjourned. Now we will proceed with the question and answer session.
I'd like to note that during the question and answer session, we may make forward-looking statements regarding future events, which include or involve risks and uncertainties. Such statements are only predictions, and actual events or results could differ materially from those predictions due to a number of risks and uncertainties. I refer you to the documents 374Water files from time to time with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, specifically the company's most recently filed annual report on Form 10-K, which was filed on March 28, 2025, and its most recently filed quarterly report on Form 10-Q, which was filed on May 15, 2025. These documents contain and identify important factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements. We will now open the meeting to questions. If you have a question for management, please raise your hand. Please note that each stockholder will only be permitted to ask questions that comply with our rules of conduct and will have 3 minutes after being recognized by the chairperson to ask their question.
Again, please submit your questions. And if there are no questions at this time, we will pause for a bit to see if there are any questions. Looks like there are no questions at this time.
I want to thank all of you for attending the meeting today and for the interest you have shown in the affairs of your company. We very much appreciate your attendance, and as always, thank you for your support. Have a good day.
This concludes today's conference, and you may disconnect at this time. Thank you for your participation.